It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And on this Valentine's Day, there's no love lost between baseball star Roger Clemens and his former personal trainer, Brian McNamee. They've been locked in a bitter public dispute for weeks over performance-enhancing drugs, and they went to Congress yesterday. According to the Mitchell Report on Doping in Baseball, McNamee said that he injected Clemens with such drugs. Clemens says it never happened, and they stuck to their stories on Capitol Hill. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that it was someone not at the hearing who made the biggest news.
They swore to tell the truth, but how could they both do that if they were telling such different stories? Brian McNamee.
I told the truth about steroids and human growth hormone. I injected those drugs into the body of Roger Clemens at his direction.
Roger Clemens.
I've been accused of something I'm not guilty of. How do you prove a negative? No matter what we discuss here today, I'm never going to have my name restored. But I've got to try and set the record straight.
Ironically, an old friend didn't help his case and, in fact, may have hurt it. Pitcher Andy Pettitte and Clemens have been pals for a long time. They used to train together with Brian McNamee. In the Mitchell report, McNamee said he injected Pettitte with human growth hormone, now banned in baseball, and Pettitte has acknowledged it. Pettitte was scheduled to testify at yesterday's hearing, but Monday night he was dropped from the witness list. Still, the sworn testimony he gave to House committee members beforehand helped tip the balance for some in the "I gave you drugs, no you didn't" dispute between McNamee and Clemens. Democrat Elijah Cummings is a representative from Maryland.
If I walked in here and it was even Steven between you and Mr. McNamee, I must tell you the person that I believe most is Mr. Pettitte.
In his testimony, Pettitte said he had a conversation with Clemens in 1999 or 2000, in which Clemens admitted using growth hormone. Pettitte said the two had another conversation in 2005, in which Clemens said he never admitted using HGH and said he must have been talking about his wife in that 1999-2000 conversation. But Debbie Clemens reportedly didn't use HGH until 2003. Yesterday, Roger Clemens told Cummings he considers Andy Pettitte an honest man of great character who also was wrong.
I believe Andy has misheard Mr. Congressman on his comments about myself using HGH, which never happened.
It's hard to believe you, sir. You're one of my heroes, but it's hard to believe you.
Clemens also appeared to change stories on the issue of whether he ever talked to Brian McNamee about human growth hormone. In a sworn deposition before the hearing, Clemens said he never did, but then later he acknowledged he did have some conversations with McNamee. At the other end of the witness table, Brian McNamee didn't change stories, but in fact acknowledged he lied and withheld information to federal investigators, often as a way, he said, to protect his baseball drug clients. Indiana Republican Dan Burton wasn't swayed by McNamee's protective instincts.
You're here to tell the truth. You're here under oath. And yet we have lie after lie after lie after lie. I don't know what to believe. I know one thing I don't believe, and that's you.
On it went for 4.5 hours. Clemens' attorneys refused to say who won or lost. Committee Chairman Henry Waxman praised the hearing as a robust discussion. But one couple at the hearing, Frank and Brenda Marrero, reacted to the testimony in a more visceral way.
I get angry. I get emotional. I want to cry. It's an emotional thing for us because we lost our son. We paid a tremendous price.
Efren Marrero killed himself 3.5 years ago at the age of 19. He was severely depressed after trying to quit the steroids he'd started using, he told his dad Frank, because the top athletes did. Frank Marrero knows a lot of people will react to yesterday's hearing with a shrug and an attitude of who cares about a rich and famous athlete fighting for his image, and it bothers him.
And we want America not to forget the human toll and the human emotion and the suffering that we are going through because of these steroids.
Marrero will keep traveling the country and speaking to people about the need to educate kids and families. The House committee will plow through yesterday's testimony to see if two different stories should lead to one investigation of possible perjury. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.